The House today passed its version of an operating budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Finance Chair Mike Hawker introduced it with a warning. He said while it reflects the state's current financial condition, it's not sustainable over the long run.
We all recognize that in the course of the past year, we've seen oil prices rise to $145 a barrel and drop to as low as $25 a barrel last December. What a roller coaster. The budget is based on what I think is a very reasonable, forward anticipated oil price estimate of about $57, $58 a barrel. That's as reasonable as anyone could ask.
He says the plan did not make real reductions in increases the governor proposed. However, he said it fully funded the power cost equalization program. It increases money for public safety employees, continues promised increases in education, and gave the Marine Highway System what it needs to continue operations.
You know, the state is still the wealthiest state in the nation. While we need to have a dialogue about sustainability, this budget did not reduce services. This budget certainly maintained and enhanced the services expected by the people of the state of Alaska.
Anchorage's Harry Crawford described it as a hold-the-line status quo budget that leaves the state at basically the same levels at which it began. However, under debate on an amendment that the only point of complaint emerged. Democrats objected to using the constitutional budget reserve to prepay next year's education budget. Crawford said those expenses should be paid from this year's revenue. He said the reserve is the most protected savings fund the state has.
This constitutional budget reserve should be the absolute last resort that we go to borrow money from the constitutional budget reserve should be hard. It is hard. And this amendment keeps us from going into the CBR when we don't have to. Very simply stated, Mr. Speaker, it's about protecting our savings.
Hawker said the budget was formed for the state's needs, but also as an example of the state's financial condition that can be shown to Wall Street bond markets. He says the version as written will be better accepted by credit markets for any future use. That wasn't enough to convince Democrats. They control the vote on using the constitutional budget reserve, and they are not ready to give their permission. The reserve vote failed, but will be back after the Senate returns its version of the bill.